So when we are talking, there are countless, I think, well, maybe not countless, but there are a lot of ways, if we're going to turn around and talk about it, sort of signal our agreement. I went to an online thesaurus, just typed in yes to find the synonyms. Under the main heading, there were 33 entries. Affirmative, all right, amen, aye, beyond a doubt, by all means, certainly, definitely, even so, exactly, fine, gladly, good, good enough, granted, indubitably, just so, most assuredly, naturally, of course, okay, positively, precisely, sure thing, surely, true, undoubtedly, unquestionably, very well, willingly, without fail, yeah, yep. I like that, yep. Yep. I mean, and then there's another dozen subheadings underneath that, with several entries under each of those. They even began to move into how we signal our agreement with nonverbal signs. Nod, bow, salute, etc. And each of these, of course, have their own connotations. But they all signal agreement of one form or another. But I noticed one that was missing, one that I... it's more of a vernacular, a slang that I remember that popped up when I was a teen, although I'm sure it was before that, but... still makes it probably ancient history in the way of slang, but it still remains, it's still here every now and again. The word, of course, is word. It sounds very weird as a white guy who says it, but it's out there, and it doesn't have a distinct meaning, other than conveying a sense of affirmation, or that something impresses you. That song rocks. Word. I can't really do it, but my geek nature it's bad. So, but it also, you can also use it sort of as a question. You're testing someone's, sort of the veracity of someone's statements. Hey, I just got a new car. Word. It can be a question. You can state it. You can use it as a question. Well, thankfully, there's a website, the urbandictionary.com, which, by the way, don't go to it if you're not ready for some very frank language, but it actually gave a very interesting etymology of the word. And it's a phrase that came out of the prisons, and originally started as "my word is my bond," as a way that spoke truth. And then later shortened to word as bond, and then, just as it went, just word. It's a way to agree and affirm and to speak truth. Well, clearly today, I couldn't help but get a sense for this connection today with the prologue of John's gospel being appointed for this morning. Because all of that centers on the word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The word John refers to points back to the way God created, speaking creation into being with "let there be light." It's not he didn't just sort of come up with, "Hey, I think I'll use that begin." In the beginning, that sounds like a nice phrase. It's intentional. And the theologian Regan Prenter, he writes, "God's personal word contains life and light. It calls man out of nothingness and into existence. And that life, which is in the word, is also light. That is, preserves man's existence from falling back again into the darkness of nothingness. It makes it possible for man, as in the case of Israel in the wilderness, to walk through the darkness, to live though surrounded on all sides by death and nothingness." The personal word that God speaks in creation is the same word uttered by prophets when they declared, "Dabar Adonai," the word of the Lord. This personal word is the same word joined to physical elements, water, bread, and wine, to transform us humans from our fallen selves into something holy. This personal word is the same word that became incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." This word is the pledge of truth of God the Father to the world about his love toward us all. Jesus the Christ is the personal creative word to the world and to each of us. Despite our unfaithfulness and our living under the power and control of death, the Father sends his love so that we might have life. It's in fact the only way it's going to happen. Again, Regan Prenter writes, "The function of the word is to give life to the dead, and only the creative word of God is able to do this. The same word by which all things came into being. Man who has come under the dominion of death is no longer able to hear the word which creates life and is not able himself to speak a word which can create life." Here then, as we gather to celebrate this incarnation, we gather to celebrate that this word of God comes to us to be heard by us so we might have true life, no longer under the power of sin, no longer under the power of death, no longer under the power of the devil. Jesus, the Word, comes and speaks to those who live in death in such a way that we may hear it and live. Not announced from a mountaintop, but a word that comes down into our very existence, dwells with us, knows us, speaks to us, not from above, but from among us. Throughout it all, Jesus comes to us because of the triune God's love for creation. Jesus is God's word of affirmation for us and the world. God declares truth by sending Jesus. He declares that this world matters, and despite the power of sin holding sway now, this world will be redeemed and made new through this word. The Word created the world through the utterance of the Father, and the world will be redeemed and transformed through the same creative utterance, bringing all creation to its fullness, full of grace and truth, so that we might live eternally with God. Thanks be to God. Amen.